You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear, we don't want to hear, but we have to hear.
We're court ordered to hear.
Good news.
I have to send this to the judge.
We get a lot of texts from people going, oh, you guys are always so negative. Why are you so negative? Because.
Because that's life.
Yeah. Because.
Because we're good at it. So we want to hear something good. Tell me something.
Tell me something good.
Okay. Does it go up that high? Or did I go to a wrong note? Doesn't matter.
Tell me that you love me. Yeah.
So here's mine. I saw a news story. I don't have anything really good to say personally, but a woman just... this story reminded me of you, Aaron. Because you, when you decided to be good recently...
Still working on it.
Aaron was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rip one of my kidneys out and hand it to somebody. No cash, no muss, no fuss. Here you go. Who needs one? Step right up, get your kidney.
The pendulum swung a little too hard.
Yeah.
A woman in Detroit donated a kidney to a man she didn't even know. She just met him at the gym.
Wow.
He's 72 years old. He's an employee there. He'd been on the transplant list for years and years, like 5 or 6 years.
Six years, yeah.
Okay. And then she met him, whatever, went to sleep, had a dream that she gave him the kidney, probably super vivid or whatever, came in and said, can I just rule it out. Let's see if I'm a tissue match.
Yeah.
She checked. She's a tissue. She's a match. And she gave him a kidney. Didn't know him. He's 72 years old.
Wow.
And now he's back at work.
I can't. What do you think? What's his reaction? Can we just see if we're a match? And he's like,
do you know how many
ma'am,
people
I don't know
who,
you.
Who've gotten kidneys have gotten it from like, because you try forever. My nephew was on the list forever. Nobody was a match. Like his father wasn't a match. Nobody was a match. Eventually his sister was. But like, there are other people. It's like, I need a kidney bumper sticker with a QR code or whatever.
That's what inspired me. I was like, well, let me look.
And
wow.
And then it's like, okay, sure. That happens more often than you think.
Really? Wow. I remember giving a big presentation in school about, I think they should change the laws. I think you should be automatically, when you get your driver's license, you should automatically be an organ donor.
And you have to opt out.
And you can opt out. Yes. Instead of having to opt in. Because you can still opt out if for religious, whatever reason, if you want to opt out,
100%,
you still can.
It should be opt out.
But because there's so many people who just, they think they are, but they're not registered.
Yeah, if you don't have a heart on your driver's license, you're not.
Yes. And it's just so important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely do that. Because there was all those rumors where it's like, oh, they check your ID and like, oh, he's a donor. Let's go ahead and kill him.
Yeah, or like we don't have to.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Just letting you know the ER docs don't care.
No.
If like they
no.
can saw your kidneys out. So
I've tried.
Right.
they denied me.
So we have tons of other stories we want to tell you, but we want to hear like something as good as that. Like you got a kidney or you just... tell us something heroic.
Yeah.
Something. Look, I don't even have good examples because I'm so good at saying bad crap. So if you've got good news for us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's good news in here about a pilot. I actually saw a different pilot story. It's way less, but it was a picture of a pilot with his son in the cockpit from like 30 or so years ago. Okay. And then underneath it was another picture of the pilot and his son who is now also a pilot in the same cockpit. Like they recreated the picture.
Yeah, that's not that good.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's good news. This pilot one, though, I mean, I don't know if I would be upset or not because I get upset when it happens here.
When people bring pizza in?
Yeah, it's like, hey, top notch.
Here's an award for everyone who's not celiac.
Yeah. Like if I was stuck
Aaron,
on a...
you keep working.
If I was stuck on a tarmac, they said that they had an hours long delay or something.
They had to park the plane. I think the people got off the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the picture I saw, they had to get off the plane for hours or something wrong with the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
So they made everybody deboard and they were in some podunk somewhere in New Mexico. So they didn't have other, it's not like you landed at a hub where you can just move that plane over that was supposed to go to St. Louis. They had to wait for the plane to get fixed. So the pilot and all the restaurants were closed.
Yeah. Because it was at 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning.
And somehow there's a pizza joint open in New Mexico. And so the pilot ordered a bunch of pizzas.
Wow,
30
that's cool.
pizzas. And was just like, hey, so sorry.
And then he waited on the plane as everybody got on the plane, said, I'm so sorry about the wait. And everybody's like, dude, you're a rock star. Thank you.
It's not even his fault. Super nice guy.
No, but he still just wanted to be a representative for good, for the positiveness of mankind.
I like it.
Love that.
So that's good news. Do we have any personal stories of good news? Okay, perfect.
Let me think. Come up with something.
I've got a good news story for you that you just told off the air.
What is that?
Your son attended a Lego event.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to build a minifig.
We did, yeah. And he found...
the needle in the haystack.
Yeah. It's the original from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie when he first makes the Spider-Man suit and it's like kind of...
The jacket.
Yeah, it's like not really Spider-Man. It's like a hood kind of. And my son has been looking for that forever and he was able to find it at Bricks and Minifigs. It just opened in Centennial.
Okay. There we go.
That was good news. Nice. Yeah.
I will say this. If your good news is as lame as anything involving T-Hack, like father and son sitting in a cockpit or a minifig.
Well, at least that guy's son is a pilot. I'm just digging through Lego bins with mine. Like, right.
That's cool.
Says more about me.
Send us a picture 20 years from now when the two of you are still out at Bricks and Minifigs, actually working there. Yeah. All right. Tell us something good. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So for some reason, we've decided to blow up the show format and just talk about good things for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
For some reason. It's court ordered.
I know. I forget what we did to get that. All right. So tell us something good. Jillian?
Yay.
What's good?
I'm as of Saturday, 2 years post-kidney transplant.
Woo!
Wow.
And are there milestones with a kidney transplant? Like you have to make it past like 6 months and then you know it's not going to reject or something?
No, you can reject at any point. I actually had some rejection at the end of December, so you can reject at any point. But I actually was treated and everything is good, back to being good now.
That's awesome, Jillian. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
You feel better like instantly, right? When you receive, like, for my niece and nephew who went through it, like my nephew was like, ugh, and then she gave him a kidney and then she's like, ugh, and he's like, woo, like the next day. Cause like you, if you give a kidney, you're down a kidney. When you get one, you're suddenly like, hello, this hasn't worked in forever.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, because I was down to, I think I was down to 5% in one and 2% in other.
Good God.
And so when I got a kidney, now it's like I feel much better. I can actually, I was still working and everything, but now I go to work and I feel better. I'm more refreshed. I can actually do things. So, yeah, and that was a deceased donor. So unfortunately, somebody had to pass and somebody was my age and... their family unfortunately had a tragedy, and then I got to live my life. So I'm out here living my life.
That's awesome.
That's great. Nice.
That's good news on good news. Thank you for the call, Jillian.
So important to be an organ donor.
I love that you're championing this cause right now. It's actually pretty cool. Well, you are like, one, right?
I am, yeah. And it's like the easiest thing ever. But
let me see your license.
I trust him.
No, I do too.
I don't know why you'd lie about that. Brett. Brett?
Oh, no.
Oh, that was really awkward.
Mm. He had bad news, I guess.
Desiree?
Yay.
Tell us something good.
Well, I am just a driver. I drive around in a bus all day. But the bus that I drive around picks up people that can't help themselves on a normal basis. Like the best story that I ever heard was someone who was scared to leave their house, hasn't left their house in like 5 or 6 years. When RTD Accessoride started doing their services, they hooked up with them, and it was like the first time they left their house and was able to go to the store again with somebody's assistance. Some of these people who ride our services, I mean, they're terrified of everything in their normal lives. And because we're here to help them, get them to where they're trying to go with a kind heart and a smile, it brings a very warm feeling to my heart, because my mom was wrapped around a foam pole when I was very young in a car wreck, and she had to learn how to read and count, and she got put in a coma. So I was just like 6 years old. So if we had a service like this, it would have changed my mom's life. You know, and wow. She could have went to the store without begging for help from everybody, paying lots of money to get on a taxi cab, you know, or pay, you know, it just was so hard to get to a doctor. Get on a regular bus. You got to get on one bus. You got to transfer to another bus. It's going to take you 4 hours just to get downtown. Wow. You know, this service will take you from one door to another. It's just a bus. It's just a ride.
It's not just a bus, and you're not just a driver. Look at what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a job with a meaning. Like every day, like it makes my heart warm right now. Like it brings tears to my eyes because I absolutely love this job. I change people's lives. I help them. It makes an impact on people's lives every single day. It makes an impact on my life every day because I get to be part of it.
I love that. We can feel your passion.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Desiree. I mean, that was, she was infectious.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to run a commercial though? All I could think of the whole time was like,
no.
It was like, you don't want to be one.
I don't want to think about that.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Kendall.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell us something good.
I just got to see two of my friends that I met 21 years ago in college.
You just got to see them? You just happened to drive past them? Or did you set up something where you actually hung out with them?
I was working for one of them, and then my other one came down to meet us.
Okay.
I love that.
And
a
you
little
just
reunion.
Had like a reunion of sorts?
Yeah, exactly. It's been 21 years. I'm Aww. So grateful that we're still friends.
The bromance is alive and well.
I love that.
Nice.
I got to reunite with my college roomies too.
Yeah, recently. Not too long ago.
That was fun.
Yay.
Saxon, oh, yay. Yay. tell us something good.
I am going to the Navy November 2nd after about a year of just trying to get in.
Congratulations.
You wanted
you
to
in.
Get in and they finally accepted you.
Yes. It's been a minute.
Wow. Congrats.
That's amazing.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, thank you for your service. Preemptively.
Yeah. And thank you for that correction.
Yeah, this is why I can't get in the Navy.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time for news or nope. Do we know which? Let's take a vote in the. Who wants to hear which one? You want to hear the singy one or the drama one?
I like the drama one. That's the second one, right?
Yeah,
I like singing along to the old one, but I like the feeling it gives. The new one gives me. It makes like this.
All right, so for today, it's this one.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to News or Nope. Tonight's headline, Slacker's car is in good hands because thieves are passing on EVs. Electric vehicles are not
news.
Being stolen. All right, yeah. I think
they're buy your way in.
Yeah.
Come on. You're adjacent to a Tesla, aren't you?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Oh, yours is electric?
No. But my sister bought one.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But
so you're in one sometimes, right?
Yeah. I'm never allowed to drive it.
Why not?
Because I'm a terrible driver.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Only 1 out of 100,000 Tesla 3s are stolen.
Yeah, suck it, gas cars.
50 out of 100,000, like normally.
Really?
Yeah. I think it probably has to be. If you're stealing a car, you don't want to have to go plug it in somewhere and leave it sitting. Like, you want to probably keep it moving.
Or the other thing is, I think I can shut my car down from my app. Whereas
well,
you can't
probably,
do that from
a
regular thing.
But that's just with Teslas, right? Like if you have a different EV.
I don't know.
They probably don't
Why
have
Why would
apps?
I buy an inferior EV?
Because EVs are just cool in general.
No, they are dope now. I saw commercials for like the Ioniq or whatever.
The Ioniq 5. They're
that
sick.
Looks kind of sick.
It does. It reminds me of a disco ball and I want one.
Yeah, there was like 4 of them in the parking lot
They're
today.
So
I noticed
cool.
when I came in. Yeah. Yeah, because I almost hit one, and then I parked next to one. They almost hit me. Let's not get into it.
My God, you're the worst. I think I put the seal of approval on the Ioniq or whatever for you. It feels like your car.
Well, I just I just bought a car.
That's gonna, true, man. Okay. So right, we're a disposable society, Aaron.
Well, EVs are not stolen. Do you want to know what the most stolen car on the list is?
Honda Civic.
No, actually.
No, it was when I owned one.
It's a Hyundai Santa Fe.
This says the most stolen is a Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. And then three other Dodge vehicles are on the list after it.
The Hellcat is like probably an expensive one, and it's like Fast and the Furious. People are stealing it because it's like they can flip it for bunches of money on the black market.
Yeah, probably. But the Tesla, they'll just get turned off in the park and then have to walk anyway.
Yeah, literally. I think I can just be like, no, stop. Or summon it and come back.
It's like stealing a credit card. You're like, I'm just going to deactivate it. So.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
You got 6 minutes. Do the best you can, I guess.
When was the last time you had your credit card stolen? Because it took me a while to figure it out, and they went in and they like did like the, they did the water test at McDonald's, like they got a Happy Meal.
Oh, just like
they
a
just
small
got a little thing, and then they went to like the next restaurant over and went ape.
Really?
They went ham, yeah. Because I dropped it at a Broncos game. Anyway, sorry.
Oh,
yikes.
Bud.
All right, do you want to go? Oh, do you want here? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mine doesn't need that because I do. I feel really bad about this next story.
Oh God, no. What?
What's left of Frankie Valli is still performing, and
oh
it
my
needs
God.
To...
News, he, news, he, news, news. You...
He needs to not...
You...
Jerry, baby!
I know this is a news story today, but I want everyone to understand, Aaron is a beat reporter, and she was on this before... Like, you were on this days ago.
Yeah,
you were
I sent
in
you
this
guys
rap.
A video.
I didn't watch... I didn't click on it. I mean, I clicked on it, but the sound wasn't playing because...
They're playing... There's stuff playing.
So it's, he's faking it. He's 900 years old.
Yeah. And just, he doesn't blink. He honestly looks like an animatronic. And it's just like,
Are
let
we sure
him
it's
rest.
Not an animatronic?
Yeah.
How can we be sure?
I don't know.
So he just goes out
have
there.
Have we checked the Hall of Presidents at Disney World? Are they missing one or anything?
That thing scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It does, but it's got air conditioning. So it's a
oh,
good
it
when
is
you're
the
there.
One that get you to go in there because it's the only place cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Except it's the least cool
it's
place.
Cool.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
So is the working theory that it is an animatronic? What drug you to the rabbit hole?
TikTok. It just came up because it used to be the one guy from the Goonies. And like his performances, I forgot his name.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Yes. And now everyone is like, whoa, 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 Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli
hold
for
on.
The win. Can we, I know it's not my place to bring up stories of like the news of the day or whatever, but speaking of Frankie Valli being dead, but still like with a like a robot up his butt, three big deaths like recently.
Oh my gosh.
Like
everyone needs
ones.
To stay inside or something.
Like Beverly Hills Cop guy is probably the least of them.
Yeah.
I'm such a terrible person that I don't remember their names.
Maggie
from Harry Potter
name?
And
Smith. Yeah.
And from and who was the third one? Oh, Kris Kristofferson.
Bud, there's someone else.
Kris Kristofferson is huge. Do you understand that
he's
the Bradley Cooper for
name?
My mom. Like my mom loved that version of A Star Is Born, and he's just got this if you look at him, it looks like what Bradley Cooper will grow up to look like.
Really?
Yeah, I see it.
I don't know much about Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, he was 88.
And he was like a Rhodes Scholar or something. I don't know what that means, but my mom was always impressed with that.
There was also...
Who's another one?
Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
No,
yeah.
He did
just,
not.
Yeah, just, I think today.
Today.
How
today,
old yeah. was he?
He was
58.
Yeah, 58. Not that old, but he had brain cancer, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an icon. Dikembe, the finger wag. I mean, people do that and swear they don't even know that it
Here's
came from him.
Here's the deal.
But.
Like, I was obviously in Denver when he was here. He never got to win a championship, which is just a bummer. Mm-hmm. But, like, they would paint the sides. Some of the brick buildings downtown that they do murals on, they had Dikembe on one of them. And it was, like, almost scale. I mean, that dude was... he was so big. But I just remember being... I was on a trip one time, like, in Boston or somewhere. And he was on... A cereal commercial, or is like a grocery store commercial where people try to put stuff in there.
And he would block
and he
it
would
and
swat
like
him and then do the finger wag.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and other people I was with was like, oh, that's so funny. I was like, you know who? I didn't realize I'm such a sheltered dude. I thought he was only famous in Denver because the Nuggets sucked back then.
Oh no!
So
no.
I didn't realize people in other markets
knew of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played on the Hawks, the Rockets,
he
the
did?
76ers.
I thought he was only a Nugget.
No.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he was like, he came up with Jordan, and I remember because there's an iconic play where Jordan dunked on him, and then Jordan gave him the finger wag.
No!
Even I knew about that.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah. So who's no? I don't want to judge him. But like Maggie, I think hurt me the most.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Because then somebody put a meme up with Maggie, Snape,
yeah,
and
both Dumbledores.
And yes. And it was just like
hurt.
The sad face.
Wands up.
Wands up. I like that.
Does anybody have a happy story to end this thing on?
Yeah, good. Congratulations are in order for Colorado native Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo. He bought a house in L.A. and it used to belong to someone famous.
No.
Is this a nope for you?
Yes.
I read the story and I forgot who it is. So
who's
I have,
the famous person? Don't you want to know?
Oh my God. If isn't we can get it, we can say nope.
Isn't okay. it killing you to not know? Together,
no, I do know it.
I got it. I think 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 he's got a show on Apple TV right now with the guy he does all of his movies with.
Mm.
Ocean's 11.
Mm.
Not Brad Pitt.
Mm.
I haven't seen Ocean's 11. I don't know who else is in it.
It's news. It's news.
It's George Clooney.
Oh, yes.
And nope.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got to get something off my chest.
Okay.
We're here for you.
I'm tired of procrastinating. I'm tired of it.
Good.
And I think it ends right now.
Mm, yeah. It should end tomorrow.
No. Mm. See? There it is. Nope. You're off my team. Get out. There have been a couple things that I think have been really good ideas that have come up on the show recently, and we haven't done them.
Yeah.
And it makes me very upset. Now, one of them is the hubby hookup with T-Hack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to a bar, get a bunch of dudes, have their wives come too, or whatever, girlfriends.
Wait.
And the girls can all hang up in one area. I shouldn't even be talking about this.
No, I have, sorry to just totally interrupt you. Someone came to me and was like, hey, we have this idea. We want to do like a brunch women's football thing. So what if we get the ladies upstairs having
doing
mimosas,
football brunch,
and then have hubby hookup downstairs?
Doing okay, I love it.
A manly
but no
football.
More what up or what if? Like we got to just do it. Because here's the other thing, I realize that we're about to just be like spooky season. We're in it. It's happening
it. It's
right
here.
Now.
Yep.
Leaves are falling.
Yeah.
Halloween's the
skulls
next
on my
major
shirt
holiday.
Today.
Yeah. Look, you got what?
Skulls on fire.
What does that say?
I don't know.
You want a shirt and you don't know what it says?
It's upside down. I can't look at
you
it.
You bought it.
Yeah, how do you know?
Do you not stare at Aaron's boobs and tell me what the shirt says?
Oh, that's not appropriate. I would not wear that.
It looks from here like it
something,
says Worcestershire.
Fear nothing. I don't know.
Okay. So the other thing that we talked about, and if I love everyone who works here, our bosses, our promotions people, but by the time they pull this together, we're going to miss out on Haunted House season.
Yeah.
So here's what I want.
Oh, darn.
T-Hack, I swear to God, if you don't want to go to this, then you're the only one who has to go.
Yeah.
Because the point of what I want
to
do,
what?
We need, I want to go to the big haunted houses in town. The one at Elitch's, I think when we talked about this last time, they said the flea market one is gone, maybe.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Like it stopped in COVID and then, because
never came
I'm
going
to tell you this. When you go to a haunted house at Elitch's, with all due respect to Elitch's, and I love them, the haunted house is scary and it's awesome and it's perfect. But isn't it more scary when you're in Commerce City at 88th and Highway 76? Because it's like, is the guy with the chainsaw
real
working here?
Yeah.
Or did he just stop by? Is he a patron or is he a paid actor?
The regular one's scary enough.
No, it's so much scarier to be like in Brighton.
We agreed. We were like, maybe we could go check out some Halloween decorations.
We're
some of the
do
crazy
both
houses
that
they go all out. I'm like, yeah.
Two different
board.
Things are
and then
happen.
You two just slid right into like, and some haunted houses.
No.
Like, we could almost get murdered. What about, why don't we try all of that?
And
it's like,
thing.
I don't, whoa.
I want the next 200 texts to be of varying sorts. So get out your phone, type in 51059, and here's the things. I'm going to force this thing to happen. It's our spooky tour. It's our haunted house. It's our something.
The Slacker Show, spooky, spectacular, spooky.
Spooktacular, sexy, whatever. Because I'm going to be dressed as a sexy nurse the whole time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm in. Now we can go anywhere.
But I think we need, one, a party bus. So if you own a party bus company and you want us to mention your company on the air to trade out for that, we can do that. Granted, we could go through the proper channels and do it all the legal way. But no, we're old school in this thing. So if you own a party bus company and you want in, text in, hey, I own a party bus, 51059. I own a limo company. I own whatever. Because I want it to be the three of us and maybe 5 to 10 listeners.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. And then we'll figure out the legal. Once we have all the things in place, then those guys back there will scream and yell and we'll have to get legal stuff done. Okay, so we need a way to get to these places. If you own one of the haunted houses and you want to give us free admission for like 20 people, we can do that. Just let us drive up, run in. Bob's your uncle. Chainsaw guy chases us out.
Yep. I'll watch the car.
TF poops himself.
I'll watch the car.
You're coming.
I'll circle around.
You are 100%.
I'll learn more about the party bus business with the driver.
Driver's coming in with us.
You know how much we'll know about each other if we go through this together? And you're going to learn.
What is there to know? I'm terrified. I'm a security pants.
Exactly.
What you have to learn is, I don't want to tell you the secret. I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you one of the secrets.
Where to be?
Yeah.
Don't go last.
No.
Don't go last.
I know.
Because if you go last, they know you're last on purpose.
And they also know you're in the middle on purpose.
So go first.
Yep.
Be the juggernaut, man.
Yep.
Be the one. Because they're like, this guy's brave. We're not going to be able to scare him.
Look at me. They know I'm not brave.
No, you appear.
Everyone looks brave in the dark.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Hey?
Wait, I'm right the brave one in the dark.
Yeah. So, what do we want? We want a limo company. We want haunted house companies.
Yes.
I don't know if we can talk Applejack into supplying the limo with
maybe
everything.
Like an underwear company for our second our change of clothes later.
If there is an underwear company, and then maybe some food. So the last time I did this was probably 15 years ago, and you would not believe this, but you know who was in on it? Tombstone Pizza.
Oh my
frozen
gosh,
pizzas.
Genius.
So we all had frozen pizzas. Like, what do you want on your tombstone? And then we went into a whole bunch of haunted houses.
That's so
dope.
Cool.
But like,
I do
we
like
need
that.
Maybe some food or some booze, and we like go. Maybe we start at a bar, and like go over to like Eilich's. Okay. We zigzag through 4 or 5 haunted houses in one night.
I'll save our seats at the bar while you guys.
So
my friends are coming back. I promise.
51059. We're doing it, and we'll figure out your stupid hubby hookup.
Okay.
If anybody wants to be friends with a soiled underwear Nancy boy,
first.
No, we're doing this first. Because we want to do it like in the middle of October. We don't want to wait till Halloween.
Right.
Middle of October, okay. We want to be executing this probably on a Saturday night because you're not DJing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me talk to my
party
people.
Party bus people, haunted house people, and then finally, if you're interested in going, because we need proof that people actually want to do this thing.
Yes.
So if you'd be interested in going on a haunted house tour with the most scared, like Jason Momoa looking MFer you've ever seen in your life, and Aaron and myself and a couple of other people, text, I want to go haunted house spook tech something to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Other people's problems, you got them, we fix them, or exacerbate them.
We try to fix them.
It's the vocab word of the day. I just wanted to work it in. What's going on with Tina there, TX?
Tina has been dating a guy. She's never been over to his place, and now she knows why.
Oh, no.
And this is the time to call us?
Dun, dun, dun.
Tina?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
how are
you?
Hi. Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, man, I forgot the greeting already. Hi. It's more than hi.
It's yeah.
It's okay.
We're going to be okay.
Sorry,
oh, man.
Hey, we appreciate the effort.
Yeah, no, the effort is really, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we ran out of time to fix your problem today. I hope everything works out in your life.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have written it down. I'm horrible.
Oh, God, that's awesome. All right, so what's actually happening?
Well, I've been dating a guy for a while, and he's actually a great guy. I like him a lot. We just, every time we spend time outside of, like, you know, when we go inside to spend time, it's always at my house. I've never been to his place, and I don't understand why. And I finally decided to ask him about it and stop, you know, pretending there's not an elephant in the room.
Okay.
And,
oh, yeah. He has an elephant?
Oh, well, I want to come over.
Big one. Pretty big one there, sir, which I was like, can we just not? So he admitted that his ex-wife still lives in his house. Yeah. So
hold on. So he's omitted that this whole time? He's like kept that on the down.
Exactly.
Like what?
There you go. I like that choice of words, omitted, because he didn't lie, right? He just didn't tell me. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Did you know he was married and got a divorce?
Yeah, no, I actually knew about the divorce. We did talk about that, but he obviously never shared that she still lives with him. And it's a Kim thing. That's what's bothering the most. It's not like they bought the house together. She moved in with him when they got married, and she's just never moved out. He swears they sleep in separate bedrooms, but, I mean, what am I to make of all of this? And they've been divorced for a year, by the way. So
they're officially, they're all the way done being divorced, and she still lives there?
Right. And if they've been divorced for a year, you can't get your coins together in a year, ma'am, and get on out there. Like, what are we doing?
Do they have kids?
No, not that I'm aware of. They didn't.
Well, God knows.
Other things might be omitted.
Have you checked all the rooms in the house?
I don't know what to think, but he's never talked about his children. No.
I'll just jump in with the phone number then. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I am 100% against him, so I'm going to do something that I, a new exercise I'm working on. I'm going to try to steel man his side of it, even though I think he's a J-hole.
Okay.
Here's the deal. When guys have uncomfortable things that we don't want to share, we don't know what to do. So we just think if we don't say anything, it's not real.
Right. Yeah.
That's an amazing concept that you guys have adopted.
I'm being very serious.
No, I know. It's very real. Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm laughing only because it's so ridiculous. But no, I absolutely know that that is how
it's
you guys
like,
compartmentalize
it's not that ridiculous.
Things.
But I mean, it's like I have herpes and I don't have herpes. But I'm saying if I'm a guy with herpes, like you just, you're like, we're not sleeping together yet. And then when you're in the moment, you're like, I don't know. I'm wearing protection anyway. So she's going to be fine. And you're like, man, you got it. You got it.
And then it's every guy's favorite is like, well, you never ask.
Right.
You never ask.
You never ask the specific question. Do you have herpes simplex 12?
Living in your home with you. Exactly.
Somebody's going to isolate that audio of me saying I have herpes.
Somebody.
It's already done.
Yeah. Do not do that. Jeez.
We have a new promo.
I don't.
I recognize that, you know, guys aren't big on vulnerability. And I also get that, like, society has told you guys forever that being vulnerable is being weak. And now we know, or I believe all of us women know, right? Wink, wink to the woman in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That it is literally the strongest thing you could own.
And, like, the most attractive thing,
it to be
really
vulnerable.
For you to lay that down and be like, listen, I screwed up, but I can do better. Like, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, but
you
here's the thing. As a guy, we're also afraid. So I'm going back to herpes because I have to.
Hey, you want to cut that too?
No. But I just want to say this. I had a guy friend who was overly vulnerable and like led with that. So it's like, hi, my name's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. My name's Jim. And I have herpes. And you're like, And it's like if your man led with, hey, Tina, God, you're hot. Let's go out to drinks. By the way, my ex-wife still lives in my house. Like,
yeah, I've got baggage that I'm dealing with.
Right. Well, there's a time and place.
But isn't there, there's no middle ground there. It either has to be as soon as you meet me or too late to be telling me. And now,
but I'm just saying, once it's comfortable and we're getting everything we want, then we don't want to upset the apple cart.
But then you're going to tip over the entire apple cart and it's going to be over.
And push all the apples and
not if we just keep going to Tina's house.
No.
You never asked. Is this more common, like among divorcees? Does this happen where one kind of hangs out or like just finances, the housing market? I'm trying to steel man it too. Is this something that he didn't realize was as unusual?
If they shared
that
children, T-Hack, I would say
it might make more sense.
Yeah, because at least you're co-parenting and you want to give the kids, if the kids are young, I've known parents who got a divorce who were like, let's just keep living here in separate rooms because like we already barely talked when we were like, whatever. He doesn't have that excuse.
Like T-Hack said, the housing market is insane. Maybe she's trying to save a little bit and he gave her the time. Granted, it's been a year, so it should be time for her to move out now.
Plus 3 months. Because it takes 3 months to get divorced. So it's been, a year and a half probably since they started talking about it, or longer. I mean, I'm just,
That's where my head is at with it. I get the omission is unacceptable, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm still willing to have a conversation with him if he can make it make sense. Like, why is this some, not even why haven't you told me? Because you guys just laid it out there. We know why, right? But now that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, why aren't we having like a real discussion about what is going on here?
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of trust. And you can't move forward without it. Like, we're not going to.
Yeah, let's get her out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or, yeah, is this more common? Has anyone else been through something like this?
That's
or maybe
what I
you're
think
in
we
this,
need.
Like, currently, and maybe there is a reason that we're missing.
I'd
probably not, but maybe. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've definitely heard of this being the case, but just like you said, it's usually with the kids. And, you know, leaving might exacerbate that problem with your family. Like how I did that?
Exactly. Wow, you got exacerbate in there too. It's now been said on the show twice. Tina, hang on right
herpes.
There.
You... That's been said a few times.
All right, the buzzword for today to win tickets to herpes. All right, hang on, Tina.
Oh my gosh.
If we get texts right now that say either exacerbates or herpes, I like, just stop.
Okay.
Just stop. It's not a text word. This is, okay. The, I understand why he did it, but like, I like your angle of like other people have been in this situation, but I,
well, because there's a, I know you're divorced and you're no longer together, but that doesn't necessarily mean you hate each other. Like there's a little like, I don't want to just kick you out. And
like we're still friends.
Yeah. And
it just didn't work out.
I'll help you. You're saving money. Like we can be amicable about this.
Yeah. And
maybe.
I'm going to use another example that's not herpes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if I was a heroin addict, but I'm clean and I've been clean for a long time, when do I have to tell her? It's like
you should still tell her.
If I'm not going to fall back into that, much like I'm not going to fall back into my ex-wife, why do I have to tell her?
Because that's still a part of you.
But it's not.
It is.
I just have heroin in my house, but
you
I'm not
have,
using it.
No, you have a whole cart of baggage that you need to explain.
I don't know when you got to explain all that.
Yeah, what if you're trying to cut loose the baggage and get rid of it, but now you're forced to drag it around
getting
even though you're trying to move forward?
Getting rid of it does not mean that you get to ignore it.
He should have. I think in his head, he probably was like, maybe Tina and I aren't going to be as serious as we are. And then they started getting serious, and he's like, my ex is going to move out soon. She promised me in a month, and now it's 2 months, and now it's 3 months, and now it's like, and I think as a guy, he was probably just like watching these paths converge going, one of these is going to give, like me and Tina are going to break up or she's going to move. And then neither happened.
So then he needs to make a decision.
As
is that
guy,
difficult for you guys?
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
If she's paying rent and she has heroin and no herpes.
No.
It just exacerbates the situation, Aaron.
I'm done.
All right. If you can help Tina out, if somebody like held a secret back from you, maybe you can give her some advice. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tina. She's been dating a guy. She really likes him. Everything's going well, but basically they never go to his house.
Mm-hmm. And she found out why. He's not alone there.
He's got an ex-wife living at the house.
Yeah. She's supposed to move out. She
hasn't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, packing's difficult. It takes a while.
It's been like a year, though. So she's wondering what to do.
Mm-hmm. And he swears he's like, we sleep in separate beds, but now she's like, I don't. What?
You haven't told me this in this whole relationship. Like, what are you hiding?
All right, so let's get some advice for her. Let's start with Candy. Candy?
Yai.
You, I'm guessing your name isn't Candy, and you are disguised.
Correct. I was in a similar situation, and long story short, he was not divorced, come to find out, and basically told me the same exact thing. She just doesn't want to move out. So my advice would be, ask for a copy of the divorce papers or speak to this ex-wife.
Did you actually ask for a copy? Like, it's not none of your business, but it's not really your business.
I know. Technically not, but she needs some type of reassurance, because some men and even women Some of them just lie. And the fact that she can't, you know, like, go over there, that's just a major red flag. Yeah, I wish that I would have gotten some type of reassurance instead of taking his word for it, because I ended up getting a lot of slack and being called this other woman and a homewrecker and all the other things, when in reality, I genuinely thought those two were not together at all. And everybody
so he was flat out lying. They were not even, were they divorcing or were they, he was just cheating?
He told me they were no longer together, and as it turns out, he was cheating with me.
Wow.
And I didn't know.
Candy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's why I recommend asking for some type of reassurance, because she could be paying for it in the long run if he is lying, just like I have to.
Wow. Yeah, we always just think of the other woman as a like a homewrecker, but if he's an adept liar, then
and that's kind of what had happened too. Is the individual that he was with, basically it was like, you know, like, how could you actually think that we're not together? How could you believe all these things when we were still living together and you knew we were still living together? But I genuinely believed that they were not together, and they were.
Wow.
So, all right.
Yeah. Did you ever get to speak to his, I guess, his wife then?
I did.
You did?
I did. The two actually ended up, because as it turned out, I wasn't the only one. I actually spoke to her. We had actually, initially she was really upset, but we ended up speaking a little bit later down the line. And we actually got along really well, had a long talk about it. But basically, this individual was the one that was in the wrong, and it's pretty obvious after she found out about all the others. We ended our conversation just amicably and got along really well.
Wow. Hmm. Thank you for the advice. That's it just never occurred to me that he could be lying about it.
Yeah, it seems like too big of a lie.
Say, you're like, isn't that, your mom was a family attorney. Isn't that public record if she wanted to go?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I was thinking, like, even if I saw the proof, I wouldn't know. Like, you could just type anything out and give it to me. I am divorced, and be like,
I now know exactly what it looks like.
And you would know.
You're not going to pull one over on me, hack.
Okay.
Jill?
Yay.
So you're on the get the divorce paper train, too.
Because you're right, you could have. I've actually had somebody forge a custody agreement and send it to me. So what I would say, because I guarantee they are not divorced. Because if so, he would have no problem inviting you over and being like, yeah, it's a little awkward, but here's the situation. Because if he's not lying to you, why can't you go over there and talk to this woman if they've been divorced for a year and he's helping her out and that's the friendly relationship that they have?
But can I just say this as a person who's divorced? Even now, if I were dating somebody seriously, I don't know that I'd want to be in the same room with her and my ex-wife.
Yeah, like you're flaunting her or something.
But if they're separate bedrooms, then she can go hang out in her bedroom while you're in the living room. I still wouldn't bring somebody in.
I was
in this position, and I was lied to, and they were still happily married, and it wasn't until a friend of mine found her Twitter account. Well, she thought she was happily married, and he was sleeping. He stayed at my house. He took care of me after I went through a surgery. He lied to me the entire time. 2 years. 2 years, I believed that he was helping her out.
Oh, my God, Jill.
Yeah.
And then she, how did you find out? Did she confront you then?
No, so I ended it because I was like, I need to, like, stuff or get off the pot.
Okay.
We ended it, and a friend.
And that was the moment we lost her. Why are there so many women? Why are there so many men pretending to be divorced?
You're
going to get caught, bro.
I guess people aren't asking for proof. It just seems like it's believable. I'm shocked too.
I'm not comparing cancer to divorce, but I kind of am. Like, who lies about having cancer? You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lie about getting a divorce. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Wow, she found a Twitter account.
All right, Tina, your advice is look up his divorce papers.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I don't know who to talk to on this. Probably T-Hack. Don't take any offense to this.
Okay.
That's fine. I was going to say we need to stop coming to each other because I feel like it's just a spiral.
Yeah,
every
no, we're
time.
Not super helpful for each other right now.
I don't know anybody else. No one else will talk to me.
You know how I avoid going to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
is
man.
That why you don't want to talk to me? Because you know I'm disappointed.
You'll probably just yell at me and tell me to go to the doctor. Yes.
Okay.
Well, so then I did some blood work and it came back and it wasn't fantastic. So I've been like kind of avoiding looking at the blood work.
Okay.
Because I just saw like...
It's a solid second strategy. I'm okay. with you. Yeah.
Let
I'm
me just ask you this.
You already made the mistake of going. Now, don't look at it. I'm with you.
So I didn't go to a doctor to get my blood work. I went to like a kiosk. No, I went to a church. So
huh?
There's like this rolling, it's like a rolling blood work thing and you can pay, like you pay out of pocket and
okay.
you get a bunch of tests that like when you do your physical, they run the basic CBC or whatever it is and they don't give you everything. They go, your cholesterol is this and you're like, but like if you want to pay somebody, you can pay for extra crap.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
You can go all the way on things. Your doctor could then do a follow-up and go, oh, your glucose levels are weird. Let me check in on your A1C. I'm like, oh.
Good job. Nice.
So I did the blood work and then when I got the results.
What was your A1C?
I don't know that they went all the way on. I don't remember.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to be honest with you about.
Good.
You haven't been earlier?
No. It's when I have potentially bad news sitting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I opened the first email came in and said my cholesterol is still high, but it's in the 200s. And I'm like, what? My cholesterol's always been 3, pushing 4.
Good news. Good news.
So I looked at that and I was like, oh, wow.
I'll
look
take
at me.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it had a couple other things in there. It was like, my blood sugar was high.
Okay.
High. It was like, you're at risk for type 2.
Oh, okay.
At risk. Not, so I realized with that first initial email while they were doing other things that they have a color coding system. They have green light, yellow light, red light.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still yellow light for cholesterol, but I'm like, I've been a red light my whole life.
Yeah, so that's good. You're going down.
And I did it without statins. Like, I'm not on anything.
Awesome.
Or whatever. And then I saw the yellow light on blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I got my full results, all I did was open the email and really unfocus my eyes and look for how much green versus yellow versus red.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a healthy mix of colors. Looked a little like a fire. Okay.
You want it to be
it was
all
like a
green,
fire,
bun.
Fire near some grass, but mostly fire. Okay.
Is that deep red? Is that a new? Huh?
The way I look at it, do you know when a fire is the most hot?
When it's blue.
Yes. And there's no blue.
Very
oh, wow.
Good. I like it.
Well, it's not actually a fire.
This is terrible because people will hate me. I didn't really look at the results. I did
will
see some
red. Will you
let
me
yellow.
Look?
No.
I feel like I'm the same way. So you went out of your way. You paid out of pocket to get this done, got the information and went, I can't look at it. Because I would feel the same
What's
way.
What's the next step? Do you send
I'm
it to
I'm doing
your...
the next step, which is what I want to talk to T-Hack about.
Okay.
No, wrong direction.
No, because you're just
the
gonna
doctor
be like,
is in.
You're just gonna go like, gotta go doctor, you gotta see a specialist, and look. And
you
like,
have to take care of yourself.
I am taking care of myself.
Do you?
It has been 21 hours since I had anything in my body other than water.
What are you fasting for?
Okay, I like this.
I did some research on glucose level stuff, on gut reset stuff, on building stem cells. Like if I can make it 72 hours, stem cells will start to like grow themselves in my body. I'm dying. Like, do you know how much of the advertising world is geared towards food?
Oh, a lot.
It
probably,
is
right?
Horrifying yeah. How much food is. Do you know how many restaurants I passed on my way here today?
Mm, yeah, new ones you've never noticed before, I'm sure.
I'm going to say this. The first 18 hours were a cakewalk. Like, I was like, I could go forever. I don't need food.
I
literally didn't. And just in the last hour or so, I'm like, oh no. But I think I can do it because I think you fasted before.
I have, yeah.
For how long?
24, like, pretty regularly. There's a lot. Like, one day a week, I just kind of don't eat.
Sometimes. That's a real thing? One whole day, 24 mm-hmm. full hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
12 of that sleeping, because you sleep hard, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think, just like you're saying, I think, especially once you, that first hump, I've never gone more than that. So I've never really done, and I've never really known what I'm doing. I'm just kind of like, I'm not that hungry. I'm not going to eat. And I think, like you're saying, the first little bit, you're surprised how not hungry you are.
Like
it's shocking. Zero, you're like, I
no
can't
caffeine,
believe I would have eaten
nothing.
Normally.
Yeah.
Because you just feel, yeah.
Are you
drinking a lot of water?
A ton of water. I have to pee so bad right now.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm just, Aaron, okay.
This is disclaimer. This is the Slacker Show. None of us have medical degrees. Do not do anything without consulting your doctor.
Oh my God.
Please be smart.
Well, I am being smart.
I am consulting my doctor right now.
No, yeah. none of us in this room.
Okay. If there's anybody listening who's a doctor or adjacent to a doctor, or you can spell doctor, text in to 51059.
DR? Like, or?
Me, yeah, if you can spell the whole word.
Okay. I always think it's ER at the end. Just get that messed up.
Oh my God, I'm asking you for advice?
No, we're fine. I shorten it.
I went down a serious rabbit hole last night. By the way, like, this is pretty impressive. Just think about, like, me not having alcohol is another. That's also.
Oh yeah, that's
there.
Good too. Yeah, because that's true. I don't like give that up. It's just the food.
Yeah.
It's just.
I also saw something. This is so dumb, and this is probably just a personal dialogue inside my head. But I saw something that flipped the switch for me, and it was like, it's something you guys have said when it comes to manifesting. But they talked about, if you're going to fast or whatever, don't think about what you're giving up, because if you think, man, I'm going to give up burgers. Then your body just going burgers, 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 mm-hmm. burgers, burgers.
Mm, yeah, juicy.
God, don't have any pizza. Pizza, 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 pizza. Like, you just can't stop thinking the thing. And I have, up until just now, which is going to cause me
alcohol,
to hit a
alcohol.
Wendy's on my way to a liquor store, on my way to a Dion's Pizza. Like, I haven't thought, all I've thought about is, like, this is great.
Do you feel a little lighter? Just feel
I feel caffeinated.
Interesting.
That's weird.
I, like, legit, because I think my glucose levels are so jacked.
Can I please look at your email?
No. No. Here's what I'm going
to
do.
I won't talk to you about it.
No.
I'll call your doctor.
No.
Maybe we could just do a real physical on it. Get the poking and prodding.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. There's a new game sweeping the interweb, and I want to play it with the show.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
It's, but I'm serious. I'm going to get them. Because I'm going to t-shirts that say whatever. Huh. And, like, people on text, you can text in, and I will wear this t-shirt out in public for, like, a whole, I'll wear it wherever you tell me to wear it.
Okay.
Okay, here's what it is.
Yeah.
If you had to wear a t-shirt with the phrase you say the most, what would your t-shirt say? Now, obviously, because I'm going to wear it out in public, we can't use the thing that I say the most.
Which would be?
Just F.
Yeah,
I think I say the F word more
than... We can make it like a cool design, so you have to really
blur
focus.
Your eyes,
yeah.
Like a 3D puzzle.
Yeah.
No. I mean, but that's not a phrase. Like, what... Like, some of the things that people are saying, like, it is what it is. I do say that a lot. But I don't think that's the most said thing that I say every day.
Hmm.
I the first thing for me that comes to mind, I don't know if it's a phrase though, it's howdy. Because I started saying it kind of
you
ironically.
Think you say it a lot? See,
I say it
thing.
a lot.
But
I don't
say,
think you do.
Did it strike you when he said it? Because I feel like, please text in to 51059, write T-Hack and then the word, or Slacker, the word mm-hmm. or phrase, mm-hmm. Aaron and the phrase. I feel like when we read it about ourselves or about one another, we'll go, oh.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, when you said howdy, I expected to go like,
yeah, but I don't, because we don't greet each other, I guess. We're just kind of like,
when I first started in radio, I didn't know, I was afraid to leave blank spaces.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like that one. Like, sure. So whenever anybody talked, I would say exactly. Just so there wasn't, it's like, so, you know, I'm turning left right there at that one street and it's kind of treacherous. Exactly. And then it's like, and then this guy cuts me off. I'm mad. It's like, oh, exactly. I said exactly 400 times a show until somebody literally wrote, and this was back in snail mail probably, they put a letter. It's like, if you say exactly again, I'm coming to the station. I'm going to kill you. I also said literally all the time.
As a same thing?
Yes, yeah, so there's a guy named Kevin who used to text the show and write the show. And Kevin was like, if you say, also, because I would also use it incorrectly. I'm like, I'm literally dying in here right now. It's like, no, you're not. I would use literally wrong.
So Kevin, we got to keep Kevin on our side. Yeah. It sounds like he's, I don't know, he'll turn on us.
Kevin hasn't texted or anything in a long time. So Kevin, if you're listening, what is the phrase that I say too much? Yeah. Does anybody in this room, Tiak was not aware of his own phrase.
Yeah. So I have one phrase that I've been saying a lot over the past, I would say 6 months. And I didn't know where I got it from until you said it just a couple minutes ago off air.
And you think
air.
You got it from me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's something I say that you've taken over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't say the F word. I haven't heard you say the F word today.
So I do occasionally speak other words, Tiak. Okay. Irregardless, I say that a lot.
Right. But
I say that as an homage to my mom.
Right. To the one texter who's like, irregardless isn't, we are aware, it's a joke.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
By the way, can you do
Kevin,
homage?
Kevin, is that you?
can you say homage if they're still alive? My mom's not dead. Is it an homage?
Yeah,
of,
yeah okay. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want to, say the right, like in memoriam. Oh no, my mom's fine.
Yeah, homage is good. I think.
Okay. What was my context? What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
It must be something you can't say on the air. Was I talking about having relations with my?
No.
Okay. That is this gonna be anticlimactic?
Probably.
Okay.
What is it?
Get after it.
I do say that.
Get after it. You do, yeah.
That is something but I
will literally be by myself and like get on the elevator or something and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the gym, get after it. Or yeah. Like I'll be hanging out with a friend at a concert. Get after it.
What did I say that about a minute
I don't remember.
Ago? Huh. I do say that.
You're not getting after anything.
Getting after nothing.
That's my closing line for this is why my Hinge reputation. It's just like, what do you think we should do later? I'm like,
get after it.
So is that yours or mine? That's yours. I think you probably use it more than me now.
Yeah, but you started it. So I don't know. I know I say noted a lot. And also.
Okay, no, you can't. I'll make that shirt for you, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, because I hate that I say it, but it's very C-ish.
Oh, really?
If you're me. Yeah, because it's just like, it's dismissive.
Oh, no, I take it as like, hey, I heard you, noted.
I take it bad.
It's really? Super dismissive to say noted. Yeah,
I take it. Yeah,
oh,
it's like
maybe I'll stop saying that. Then.
I won't forget this.
Or it's just like no, it's not. It's not accepting of the information. Hey, can we get our Facebook name changed? Finally noted. It just feels like.
I wouldn't
like,
say that then.
When would you say it?
I don't know. I'll have to pull up an example. The other
well, get after it.
Hey, the other one that I say a lot is no apologies necessary.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Guys, I talk the most on the show. Do you have one for me? Because I don't.
Yai would be one.
No. It's gotta be cooler than that.
You say it more than the callers.
I know I do because they're stupid. All right. So if you can tell us, if you've listened to the show any amount of time, I feel like what?
Using my therapy words.
I do say that a lot.
So much. I've even gotten texts of people being like, please correct him when he says using my therapy words because then he finishes with a thought or something. I don't quite understand. You like sit and
that's what
or
you
like,
do. It's like, I say, I feel, I say using
but
my therapy words.
But then you finish with something that's not
no,
a
I'm
feeling.
Still using my therapy words. It's like,
know.
I feel like
I'll
you're talking
Kevin
too
text
much.
You.
text him what you think our phrases are.
You also say laters. Laters. Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, yeah, when you leave, like every day.
Can I ask him? We're on it. Okay, text in T-Hack.
How drunk are you by then?
Text in T-Hack in his phrase, Aaron in her phrase, Slacker and my phrase. I have to ask Aaron a very serious question that I'm not sure I've ever asked before.
Oh, God.
You don't ever say goodbye.
No, I don't.
And it occurred to
There's
me the other day.
There's a reason.
I've
shared it on air.
It hit me like a ton of bricks. You must have shared it on the air because I'm not that perceptive.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say later or goodbye or whatever to Erin, and she's like, see you tomorrow.
Yep. See you later. See you tomorrow. I never
you do.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.
She won't. And I'm like, oh my God, she's intentionally not saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Because goodbye has an end.
And she's always like,
I'll see you again
the
sometime.
Next appointment.
Yeah. I'll see you again sometime. Might be tomorrow. Might
You're
be in
right.
a couple of weeks. Might be a few years. I'll see you again.
You do. Say, yeah, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
And I go,
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
You can't be a let it go person.
Yeah, call me Elsa, because absolutely.
Okay. I'm physically uncomfortable. Really? Just thinking about it, yes.
Because I can tell you a story that will change the way you think about this, Aaron.
Oh, no.
I'm waiting. I don't think I'm going to change.
We're talking about what do you do when you find a sock and it's lost its mate. It's gone. It's a lone sock.
You don't just throw it out.
You don't.
No.
I have a laundry basket that is starting to be full of like lone socks. Okay. Couple different things. One thing I've discovered is sometimes maybe I'm just a little sideways mentally when I'm sorting laundry. And so when I find, like, I'll have two lone socks in the same load, and I'm like, now, how'd that happen? Did their mates meet the other one and go, let's blow this place? Yeah,
for a rendezvous?
Yes, and then they just bounced. Or is it more likely that at some point I paired two of the wrong socks? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ended up wearing, so you wore the wrong pair
at one point and didn't notice? Yes, somewhere else there's another mismatched pair. So then I either have to go to my sock drawer or my son's, because we kind of mix and match. We all have like kind of Under Armour and different, so just socks go, I don't know if you could handle that. Because you're looking at me like, it's kind of freaky.
I'm
like,
pretty regimented with my socks. Yeah.
So you and Leo each had Nike socks. How would you tell the difference? I mean, right now he's four.
Right now, it's
but I'm saying
it's
when,
easy now,
when
and
he's
we do,
a teenager, how are you going to know which is his Nike sock?
I don't know. That's
would
a good
you just buy him a different brand?
They would be, I guess, in his laundry. Do you his laundry separate
you
than yours?
All the laundry together. You do your son's clothes separate than your clothes?
Because he uses like a different detergent. There's like a little for kids. Mm. It's called Dreft.
Okay. Do you think you're going to do that his whole life? You think he's always going to be on a different detergent? No. You don't foresee a day where your socks and your underwear will commingle with your son's
underwear. Yeah, I see that day, I guess. But he has got plenty of laundry on his own. He's definitely, and same with our daughter. She has her own load.
You don't have a hamper? My hamper.
So they each have a hamper, like in their room. So when his is full, it's time for his laundry.
I need you to pick a team. I have a hamper by my washing machine, and you just throw your stuff in. So then once that's full, it's like, ooh, the colors are full. And then I dump it out. It's like Mia's stuff, my stuff, Noah's stuff, and just do a load. Like our socks are commingling.
Okay. That seems like, so you're making them bring down every time? Why wouldn't they just have a hamper in their room that they fill? And then when the hamper's full, they bring down a whole thing. Now it's a load.
Because then I just do a full load every day of all three of our clothes. I don't have to wait for Noah to have enough.
But it seems like you're losing socks.
No, okay.
Is this the best strategy? I'm trying to, we can rework this.
We couldn't
this.
Be farther off the topic I wanted to talk. I find your segregation alive and well in your house off-putting. Completely off-putting. Aaron, take a side.
I do mine separately.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you mixing all together?
When you lived with a guy, you washed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was also like 6'2", and... We never got concerned on whose socks were whose.
Yeah, my wife and I go in the same, and then the kids, because we use just the.
I find it.
We use the cheapo detergent on us. Our skin is of no importance.
You don't use pods?
It's like a sheet. It's like a little.
Oh, I guess I stopped using pods. I use dishwasher.
Because you ate
pods.
Them all.
Yeah, it was just too damn delicious. Okay, so the point was, if you find a lone sock, what do you do? And it feels to me like Aaron's just a little Elsa over there going, screw you, and kills it like a horse with a broken leg.
I'll put it to the side for...
How long?
An hour. Because
an hour?
Yeah, because I where my hamper is...
What if the other sock is just
I'll look
on
for
a walkabout?
I'll just... Exactly, if it fell out, because I'm in the basement, laundry is on the top floor, so I have to go up two flights of stairs with my giant hamper. It's a lot. So I understand that a sock might have fallen off on the trip. So I'll like,
or could be under your bed.
Yeah,
you might have flung it off.
Not
when
under
a
my
gentleman
bed, or like
collar was
maybe. So I'll just do like a quick walk by, and if I don't find it, I toss.
But doesn't it ache at your being of like?
No.
But what happened to the other sock? Like,
no,
what?
It's a sock.
But no, but my daughter has like AC/DC socks. She has Vampire Diary socks.
I have Winnie the Pooh socks, and I have yet to lose a pair because I make sure that they are in the hamper and then in the wash. And
so
then...
you give it an hour. I've given it months. And you know what? There was a Vampire Diary sock that I was like, you got to let it go. Because if she sees just the one, she's going to be sad.
Mm.
But I'm like, no, I'm just going to hold it. And it was in my hamper socks. That's all that's in my hamper. Socks and dog treats. That's it.
Interesting combination.
Well, you need a spit and you got to have a spot for the dog treats, whatever. And then one day she came down after like 6 months of that sock living amongst its redheaded stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hits we're a little here. Too close. The unwanted, the land of misfit toys, the forgotten socks. She came down and she was like, oh, a guitar pick rolled under my bed and I reached under there and I found this one sock. And I was like, I know where its mate is. And the two of them got back together happily on her feet.
I love that.
Which is fine because, like, I don't know, it makes sense. I was definitely messier as a teenager. So I understand that there might be the odds, but, like, no, that's not going to happen.
I don't think I've ever thrown a loose sock away.
That's what I'm saying!
Ever. It just goes to kind of to the side of the drawer.
Yes!
Until there's enough loose ones.
Whoa! You still store them where the regular socks
are? Yes! That sock did nothing wrong. It doesn't need to be ridiculed and stuff. All the
you
other.
You segregate your laundry.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that I don't even have a tease for because I'm not sure I'm going to get all the way through it without barfing.
Oh, no. Are there maggots in it?
Worse, sort of.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I've got a story of something that sounds like it came out of Parks and Rec or like The Office. Like, no way this actually happened.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Oklahoma.
Howdy, y'all.
I guess. Are you okay over there?
I'm not. I just swallowed spit.
Put your story down for a second.
I know. I can't stop. Okay, a man in Oklahoma.
Thank you. Was on his way to court when he realized, you know, he was running late. He had to get there a little bit faster. So he was like, oh, let me just borrow this car. And by borrow, I mean steal it.
Sweet.
And so he was like, all right, vroom, vroom, made it to court.
Yeah.
A trooper was there outside of the courthouse, saw him taking, you know, driving this work truck, this emergency service.
Oh, stolen work truck.
Yeah. And was like, bud, what's going on?
Oh.
He said, oh, I'm here for my court case. It's about a stolen vehicle. So
he's got a time machine.
He stole a car to go to his court case about a stolen car.
That story is so meta.
Yeah. Can you picture like Michael Scott doing it?
Is that what Oklahoma the musical is about?
Yes, I think so. Never seen it.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
My story also not from Florida. But it is from China.
Is that why you were laughing earlier?
Kind of. So motorists on a busy street in China encountered one of the worst traffic jams in the world. A brand new, newly installed sewage pipe ruptured.
Oh, no.
Causing
a
geyser of poop. I've seen the still picture. It is literally an orangish brown cloud.
No.
Oh, wow.
Of poop. Just poop. And because in China most people have dash cams, there's a lot of footage of the orangish brown cloud of poop.
So count yourself lucky today if you don't have to encounter anything like that.
You think traffic is crappy out there?
It's real shitty somewhere else.
All right. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there's a new game sweeping the interweb, and I want to play it with the show.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
It's but I'm serious. I'm going to get them. Because I'm going to get t-shirts that say whatever. Huh. And like people on text, you can text in and I will wear this t-shirt out in public for like a whole, I'll wear it wherever you tell me to wear it.
Okay.
Okay, here's what it is.
Yeah.
If you had to wear a t-shirt with the phrase you say the most, what would your t-shirt say? Now, obviously, because I'm going to wear it out in public, we can't use the thing that I say the most.
Which would be?
Just F.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can.
I think I say the F word more
than... We can make it like a cool design, so you have to really
blur
focus.
Your eyes, yeah. Like a 3D puzzle.
Yeah.
No. I mean, but that's not a phrase. Like what... Like... Some of the things that people are saying, like, it is what it is. I do say that a lot, but I don't think that's the most said thing that I say every day.
Mm.
Mm. The first thing for me that comes to mind, I don't know if it's a phrase, though. It's howdy. Because I started saying it kind of
you
ironically.
Think you say it a lot? See,
I say it
thing.
a lot.
But I don't think you do.
Did it strike you when he said it? Because I feel like, please text in to 51059, write T-Hack and then the word, or Slacker, the word, mm-hmm. or phrase, mm. Aaron and the phrase. I feel like when we read it about ourselves or about one another, we'll go, oh.
Makes sense,
I mean, when you said howdy, I expected to go like,
Yeah, but I don't, because we don't greet each other, I guess. We're just kind of like,
When I first started in radio, I didn't know, I was afraid to leave blank spaces.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your name.
Like that one. Like, sure. So whenever anybody talked, I would say exactly. Just so there wasn't, it's like, so, you know, I'm turning left right there at that one street and it's kind of treacherous. Exactly. And then it's like, and then this guy cuts me off. I'm mad. It's like, oh, exactly. I said exactly 400 times a show until somebody literally wrote, and this was back in snail mail probably, they put a letter, it's like, if you say exactly again, I'm coming to the station, I'm gonna kill you. I also said literally all the time.
As a same thing?
Yes, there's a guy named Kevin who used to text the show and write the show, and Kevin was like, if you say, also, because I would also use it incorrectly. I'm like, I'm literally dying in here right now. And it's like, no, you're not. Not literally. I would use literally wrong.
So Kevin, we got to keep Kevin on our side. Yeah. It sounds like he'll turn on us.
Kevin hasn't texted or anything in a long time. So Kevin, if you're listening, what is the phrase that I say too much? Yeah. Does anybody in this room, T-Eck was not aware of his own phrase.
Yeah. So I have one phrase that I've been saying a lot over the past, I would say 6 months. And I didn't know where I got it from until you said it just a couple minutes ago off
and you
air.
You think you got it from me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's something I say that you've taken over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't say the F word. I haven't heard you say the F word today.
So I do occasionally speak other words, T-Eck. Okay. Irregardless, I say that a lot.
Right. But
I say that as an homage to my mom.
Right. To the one texter who's like, irregardless isn't a, we are aware. It's a joke.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
By the way, can you do
Kevin,
homage?
Kevin, is that you?
Can you say homage if they're still alive? My mom's not dead. Is it an homage?
Yeah,
of,
yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want to say the right, like, in memoriam. Oh no, my mom's fine.
Yeah, homage is good. I
okay.
think.
What was my context? What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Must be something like you can't say on the air. Was I talking about having relations with my?
No.
Okay, is this gonna be anticlimactic?
Probably.
Okay.
What is it?
Get after it.
I do say that.
Get after it. You do, yeah.
That is something but I
will literally be by myself and like get on the elevator or something and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the gym, get after it. Or like I'll be hanging out with a friend at a concert. Get after it.
What did I say that about a minute
ago? I don't remember.
Huh. I do say that.
You're not getting after anything.
Getting after nothing.
That's my closing line for this is why my Hinge reputation. It's just like, what do you think we should do later? I'm like,
get after it.
So is that yours or mine? That's yours. I think you probably use it more than me now.
Yeah, but you started it. So I don't know. I know I say noted a lot. And also.
Okay, no, you can't. I'll make that shirt for you, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, I hate that I say it, but it feels very C-ish.
Oh, really?
If you're me. Yeah, because it's just like, it's dismissive.
Oh, no, I take it as like, hey, I heard you, noted.
I take it bad.
It's really? Super dismissive to say noted. Yeah.
I take it. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like
maybe I'll stop saying that then.
I won't forget this.
Yeah. It's just like, no, it's not accepting of the information. hey, can we get our Facebook name changed finally? Noted. It just feels like
I wouldn't
like,
say that then.
When would you say it?
I don't know. I'll have to pull up an example. The other
well, get this, after it.
Hey, the other one that I say a lot is no apologies necessary.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Guys, I talk the most one. On the show. Do you have one for me? Because I don't.
Yai would be one.
No. It's kind of cooler than that.
You say it more than the callers.
I know I do because they're stupid. All right, so if you can tell us, if you've listened to the show any amount of time, I feel like, what?
Using my therapy words.
I do say that a lot.
So much. Ooh, I've even gotten texts of people being like, please correct him when he says using my therapy words, because then he finishes with a thought or something. I don't quite understand. You like sit and
that's what
or
you
like,
do. It's like, no, you use your therapy. I say, I feel, I say using
but
my therapy words.
But then you finish with something that's not
no,
a
I'm
feeling.
Still using my
know.
Therapy words. It's
I
like,
know.
I feel like
I'll
you're
have
talking
Kevin
too
text
much.
You.
Text him what you think our phrases are.
You also say laters. Laters. Oh, yeah.
I do?
Yeah, yeah, when you leave. Like every day.
Can I ask him? We're on a... Okay, text in T-Hack.
How drunk are you by then?
Text in T-Hack in his phrase, Aaron in her phrase, Slacker and my phrase. I have to ask Aaron a very serious question that I'm not sure I've ever asked before.
Oh, God. Mm.
You don't ever say goodbye.
No, I don't.
And it occurred to
There's
me
a reason.
The other day...
There's a reason.
I've
shared
it
on air. It
hit me like a ton of bricks. You must have shared it on the air because I'm not that perceptive.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say later or goodbye or whatever to Erin, and she's like, see you tomorrow.
Yep. See you later. See you tomorrow. I never
you
say
do.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
She won't. And I'm like, oh my God, she's intentionally not saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Because goodbye has an end.
And she's always like,
I'll see you
setting
again
the
sometime.
Next appointment.
Yeah. I'll see you again sometime. Might be tomorrow. Might
You're
be in
right.
a couple of weeks. Might be a few years. I'll see you again.
You do. Say, yeah, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
And I go,
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
You can't be a let it go person.
Yeah, call me Elsa, because absolutely.
Okay. I'm physically uncomfortable.
Really?
Just thinking about it, yes.
Because
Why?
I can tell you a story that will change the way you think about this, Aaron.
Oh, no.
I'm waiting. I don't think I'm going to change.
We're talking about what do you do when you find a sock... And it's lost its mate.
Mm.
It's gone. It's a lone sock.
You don't just throw it out.
You don't.
No.
I have a laundry basket that is starting to be full of like lone socks. Okay. Couple different things. One thing I've discovered is sometimes maybe I'm just a little sideways mentally when I'm sorting laundry. And so when I find, like, I'll have two lone socks in the same load, and I'm like, now, how'd that happen? Did their mates meet the other one and go, let's blow this place. Yeah,
for a rendezvous?
Yes, and then they just bounced. Or is it more likely that at some point I paired two of the wrong socks? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ended up wearing, so you wore the wrong pair
yes,
at one
then,
point
so
and didn't
somewhere
notice.
Else there's another mismatched pair. So then I either have to go to my sock drawer or my son's because we kind of mix and match. We all have like kind of Under Armour and different. So just socks go. I don't know if you could handle that because you're looking at me like it's kind of freaky.
I'm
like,
pretty regimented with my socks. Yeah,
so
I
you and Leo each had Nike socks. How would you tell the difference? I mean, right now he's four.
Right now, it's,
but I'm saying
it's
when
easy
you,
now,
when
and
he's
we do.
A teenager, how are you going to know which is his Nike sock?
I don't know. That's
would
a good
you just buy him a different
They would
brand?
Be, I guess, in his laundry. Do you do his laundry separate
you
than yours?
All the laundry together. You do your son's clothes separate than your clothes?
Because he uses like a different detergent. There's like a little for kids. Mm. It's called Dreft.
Okay. Do you think you're going to do that his whole life? You think he's always going to be on a different detergent? No. You don't foresee a day no. where your socks and your underwear will commingle with your son's
underwear. I guess,
underwear.
Yeah. I see that day, I guess. But he has got plenty of laundry on his own. He's definitely, and same with our daughter. She has her own
so you
load.
Don't, you don't have a hamper? My hamper.
So they each have a hamper, like in their room. So when his is full, it's time for his laundry.
I need you to pick a team. I have a hamper by my washing machine, and you just throw your stuff in. So then once that's full, it's like, ooh, the colors are full. And then I dump it out. It's like Mia's stuff, my stuff, Noah's stuff, and just do a load. Like our socks are commingling.
Okay. That seems like, so you're making them bring down every time? Why wouldn't they just have a hamper in their room that they fill, and then when the hamper's full, they bring down a whole thing. Now it's a load.
Because then I just do a full load every day of all three of our clothes. I don't have to wait for Noah to have enough.
But it seems like you're losing socks.
No, okay.
Is this the best strategy? I'm trying to, we can rework this.
We couldn't be farther off the topic I wanted to talk. I find your segregation alive and well in your house off-putting. Completely off-putting. Aaron, take a side.
I do mine separately.
Okay.
Yeah, what, you mix it all together?
When you lived with a guy, you washed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was also like 6'2", and we never got concerned on whose socks were whose.
Yeah, my wife and I go in the same, and then the kids. Because we use just the
I
right...
I find it
we use the cheapo detergent on us. Our skin is of no importance.
You don't use pods?
It's like a sheet. It's like a little...
Oh, I guess I stopped using pods. I use dishwasher
pods.
Because
you ate
pods.
Them all?
Yeah. It was just too damn delicious. Okay, so the point was, if you find a lone sock, what do you do? And it feels to me like Aaron's just a little Elsa over there going, screw you, and kills it like a horse with a broken leg.
I'll put it to the side for...
How long?
An hour. Because
an hour?
Yeah, because where my hamper is...
What if the other sock is just...
I'll look
for
it.
On a walkabout.
Exactly. If it fell out, because I'm in the basement, laundry is on the top floor, so I have to go up two flights of stairs with my giant hamper. It's a lot. So I understand that a sock might have fallen off on the trip. So I'll like...
Or could be under your bed.
Yeah.
You might have flung it off
not
when
under
a
my
gentleman
bed, or like,
caller was...
Maybe. So I'll just do like a quick walk by, and if I don't find it, I toss.
But doesn't it ache at your being of like, but what happened to the other sock? Like,
no,
what?
It's a sock.
But my daughter has like AC/DC socks. She has Vampire Diary socks.
I have Winnie the Pooh socks, and I have yet to lose a pair because I make sure that they are in the hamper and then in the wash. And
so
then...
you give it an hour. I've given it months. And you know what? There was a Vampire Diary sock that I was like, you got to let it go. Because if she sees just the one, she's going to be sad.
Mm.
But I'm like, no, I'm just going to hold it. And it was in my hamper socks. That's all that's in my hamper. Socks and dog treats. That's it.
Interesting combination.
Well, you need a spit and you got to have a spot for the dog treats, whatever. And then one day she came down after like 6 months of that sock living amongst its redheaded stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hits
We're
a little
here.
Too close. The unwanted, the land of misfit toys, the forgotten socks. She came down and she was like, oh, a guitar pick rolled under my bed and I reached under there and I found this one sock. And I was like, I know where its mate is. And the two of them got back together happily on her feet.
I love that.
Which is fine because I don't know, it makes sense. I was definitely messier as a teenager. So I understand that there might be the odds, but no, that's not going to happen.
I don't think I've ever thrown a loose sock away.
That's what I'm saying!
Ever. It just goes to the side of the drawer.
Yes!
Until there's enough loose ones.
Whoa! You still store them where the regular socks
were? Yes! That sock did nothing wrong. It doesn't need to be ridiculed and stuff.
Segregate your laundry.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that I don't even have a tease for because I'm not sure I'm going to get all the way through it without barfing.
Oh, no. Are there maggots in it?
Worse, sort of.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I've got a story of something that sounds like it came out of Parks and Rec or like The Office. Like, no way this actually happened.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Oklahoma.
Howdy, y'all.
I guess. Are you okay over there?
I'm not. I just swallowed spit.
Put your story down for a second.
I know. I can't stop. Okay, a man in Oklahoma.
Thank you. Was on his way to court when he realized, he was running late.
Mm.
He had to get there a little bit faster.
Mm.
So he was like, let me just borrow this car. And by borrow, I mean steal it.
Sweet!
And so he was like, all right, vroom, vroom, made it to court.
Yeah.
A trooper was there outside of the courthouse, saw him taking, driving this work truck, this emergency service.
Oh, stolen work truck.
Yeah. And was like, bud, what's going on?
Oh.
He said, I'm here for my court case. It's about a stolen vehicle. So he
Unless
stole
he's got a time
a car.
Machine.
He stole a car to go to his court case about a stolen car.
That story is so meta.
Yeah. Can you picture like Michael Scott doing it?
Is that what Oklahoma the musical is about?
Yes, I think so. Never
oh,
seen it.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
My story also not from Florida. Mm-hmm. But it is from China.
Is that why you were laughing earlier?
Kind of. So motorists on a busy street in China encountered one of the worst traffic jams in the world. A brand new, it's a newly installed sewage pipe ruptured.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Causing a geyser of poop. I've seen the still picture. It is literally an orangish brown cloud.
No. Oh, wow.
Of poop. Just poop. And because in China most people have dash cams, there's a lot of footage of the orangish brown cloud of poop.
So count yourself lucky today if you don't have to encounter anything like that.
You think traffic is crappy out there?
It's real shitty somewhere else.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.